Hello and welcome. You are at the Book of Genesis highlighting audio clip. So if you found your way here, that means that you have gotten yourself to the workbook, you found the QR code, you found the right page, you are doing great. And don't be intimidated by the length of this audio. I will say the audio is long because the Book of Genesis is a long book. And in my opinion, if you've already got your highlighters out and you got your Bible open, you may as well just do the whole book instead of working through the highlights lesson by lesson. I organize them by books of the Bible. So before you start your lesson, what I'm going to recommend is that you go through the highlights for this entire book of the Bible. But if you want to just do it lesson by lesson, for the book of Genesis at least, I will tell you, hey, pause here if you want to go, you're prepared now to do your lesson. Because for example, like the first lesson about being in the garden is really only Genesis chapters 1 and 2. So you can highlight for like 5 minutes and then go do your lesson. But if you, like me, have your highlighters out and you're feeling like, I might as well just kind of take the plunge and highlight the plot of the whole book of Genesis. It's 50 chapters. It is long. It isn't going to feel like, you know, you're getting anywhere necessarily at the beginning. But hey, take heart, get yourself comfortable, get your headphones ready, have your highlighters out. You know, this is going to be just fine. And once you've finished all 50 books of Genesis, 50 chapters, I should say, then you're like, okay, I can like make sense of my Bible a little bit easier. And for the next bunch of lessons, all the way through the character Joseph, your Bible is already going to be highlighted and matching the lesson and looking good, and you're going to be ready. So, just a word of don't be discouraged if this feels like it's a little monotonous. I promise the lessons get more exciting, you take more interesting notes, but here is just kind of preparing you to use your primary source, your Bible, and to look at it and to touch it and to feel it and make sure you're not just hearing about it, but you're getting into it. So with that being said, we're going to start the highlighting process. We are going to be doing the plot point highlights first, which I recommend doing in yellow. I'm going to tell you the chapter and then the verse. Some of these things I only highlight part of the verse because verses get long in the Bible. So kind of the structure, I'll say chapter 1, verse 2, just this part. Or I'll say chapter 1, verse 2, the whole verse. You can feel free to pause, feel free to speed me up, feel free to slow me down if you need. And once I'm done with all the plot points, then I will go back and go from the beginning and have you highlight the interesting things, because those are absolutely subjective and you do not have to highlight those. You don't have to highlight any of this. But the interesting things are things that I will point out in the course as well, so it all corresponds for you. And I'm going to recommend you highlight the interesting things in a different color. I use blue. So here we go, starting at chapter 1, verse 1 in Genesis with our yellow highlighter, our plot points. Chapter 1, verse 3, just the part that says, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, the whole verse. Verse 9, just the part at the end that says, let the dry land appear. Verse 11, just the beginning part, let the earth put forth vegetation. Verse 16, the whole verse. Verse 20, just the middle part, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures and let the birds fly over the earth. Verse 24, the whole verse. Verse 26 and 27 and 28, the whole verse. Chapter 2, verse 3, the whole verse. Verse 18, the whole verse. Verses 21, 22, and 23, the whole verse. Chapter 3, verse 1, just the end, and he said to the woman, did God say you shall not eat of any tree of the garden? Verse 6, just the end, she took of its fruit and ate, and also gave some to her husband, and he ate. Verse 7, the entire verse. Verse 8, starting in the middle, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Verses 9, 10, 11, and 12 and 13, all of it. Verse 15, all of it. Verse 21, all of it. Verse 23 and 24, all of it. Okay, I know I mentioned at the beginning of this audio that I am going to have you just do the whole book of Genesis highlighting at once, but here is the place to pause. If you are done for the moment and you want to just go to the lesson, you want to begin learning about creation and Adam and Eve, pause here, go to the lesson, and then come on back here and finish up your highlighting once you go to the next lesson, okay? Chapter 4, verse 8. Just the part that says, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Verse 25, the whole verse. And verse 26, just the part, to Seth also a son was born. Chapter 5, we actually skip. Chapter 6, verse 5, just the beginning, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Chapter 6, verse 8. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And verse 9, just the middle. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Verse 14, just the beginning. Make yourself an ark. Verse 22, all of verse 22. Chapter 7, verse 4, the whole verse. Verse 12, the whole verse. Verse 24, the whole verse. Chapter 8, verse 4, just the end. The ark came to rest upon the mountains of Ararat. Verse 7, just the beginning, he sent forth a raven. Verse 8, just the beginning, he sent forth a dove. Verse 14, the end, the earth was dry. Verse 16, the whole thing. Verse 17, the whole thing. Chapter 9, verse 1, just the part that says, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Chapter 9 still, verse 9, and 10, and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, all of them. 9 through 14, all of them. Skip down to verse 21 through 25, all of it. Chapter 9, verse 21 through 25, all of it. Chapter 10, we skip. Chapter 11, verse 4, the whole verse. And verse 7, 8, and 9, the whole verse. We're on to chapter 12, starting at verse 1, 1, 2, 3, and 4, all of those verses. Verse 10. Just the beginning. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt. Chapter 13, verse 1, just the first part. So Abram went up from Egypt. Verse 8, just the part that says, Abram said to Lot. And then skip down to verse 9, just the part that says, separate yourself from me. Skip down to verse 11, all of verse 11, 12, and 13, and 14, and 15, and 16. So that's 11 through 16, all of that. Chapter 14, verse 12, the whole verse, and 16, the whole verse. Verse 18, 19, and 20, the whole verse. Chapter 15, verse 2, just the part, Abram said, oh God, what will you do? What will you give me for I continue to be childless? Verse 5, the whole verse. Verse 9 and 10, the whole verse. Verse 12, just the first part, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. Verse 17 and the beginning of verse 18, on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram. Chapter 16, verse 1, just the beginning of verse 1. Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children. Verse 4, the entire verse. Verse 15, the entire verse. Chapter 17, verse 4, the entire verse. And verse 5, the first half of this verse. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Skip down to verse 8. The beginning of the verse, I will give to you, to your descendants after you, the land of your sojournings. verse 11, just the beginning, you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins. That is all for chapter 17. Chapter 18, verses 2 and 3, all the verses. Skip the rest of chapter 18. We're on to chapter 19, verse 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. All of those. This is chapter 19, verses 15 through 19. And then verse 26, just 26. Chapter 20, we skip. Chapter 21, verse 2, the whole verse. Verse 6, the whole verse. Chapter 22, verses 1, 2, and 3, the whole verses. Verse 6, just the part that says, took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. Verse 8, the whole verse. Verse 13, the whole verse. Verse 17, 18, the whole verse. Skip chapter 23. Skip chapter 24. Chapter 25, verse 5. Only verse 5. And then chapter 25, verse 11. Just the part that says, God blessed Isaac, his son. Then skip down to 19. Actually, forget 19, but onto verse 20. Just the part of verse 20 that says, Isaac was 40 years old when he took to wife Rebekah. Then verse 25 and 26, the whole verses. Verse 29, the whole verse. Verse 31, whole verse. 32, whole verse. 33 and 34, whole verse. Chapter 26. Skip. Chapter 27, verse 1, just the very beginning part, when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. Verse 5, just the beginning part, now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau. Verse 18, the whole thing. 19, the whole thing. 21, the whole thing. 23, the whole thing. Verse 33, the whole thing. 34, the whole thing. And 35, the whole thing. Verse 41, I break it up. I just do the first part. Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, I skip a little bit and highlight, I will kill my brother Jacob. Chapter 28, verse 12, the whole thing. Chapter 29, verse 11, the whole thing. Verses 18 and 17, the whole thing. Verses 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28, the whole thing. Again, that's 20 through 28, the whole thing. Okay, this part gets confusing here, so lock in. We're still in chapter 29, verse 31. Just the words, Rachel was barren. Verse 32, just the part that says, and Leah conceived and bore a son. Skip ahead and just highlight his name, Reuben. Verse 33, she conceived again and bore a son. Then skip and just highlight his name, Simeon. 34, highlight, and she conceived and bore a son. And skip ahead and highlight just his name, Levi. Verse 35, again, just highlighting the beginning, and she conceived again and bore a son. Skip and find his name, Judah. Highlight that. Chapter 30. We're going on here with the weird highlighting trend. We are in verse 3, just the part that says, here is my maid Bilhah. Verse 5, the whole 5. Verse 6, just the name Dan. Verse 7, just the words Bilhah conceived again. Verse 8, just the name Naphtali. Verse 9, just the words she took her maid Zilpah. Verse 10, just the words, Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Verse 11, just the name Gad. Verse 12, just the words, Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Verse 13, just the name Asher. Verse 17, the whole verse. Verse 18, just the name Issachar. Verse 19, the whole verse. Verse 20, just the name Zebulun. And then all of verses 22 and 23. Verse 24, just the name Joseph. Okay, we're skipping chapter 31. We're skipping chapter 32. Well, chapter 32, actually, 22 through 32. The whole of it you can highlight in yellow. Because that's a lot, 22 through 32, I just put a little highlight in my margin, but do as you wish here. Chapter 33, verses 1, 2, and 3, the whole thing. Chapter 34 and 35, we skip. Chapter 36, we skip. Now we're getting into the story of Joseph. So if you know this story pretty well, you can feel free to highlight less than what I'm highlighting here. But again, we're just moving through the plot. Genesis 37, verses 3 and 4 and 5, the whole things. Verses 9, the whole thing. Verse 18, the whole thing. Verse 21, the whole thing. Verse 22, starting at the pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand upon him, to the end of verse 22. Verse 25, just the word Ishmaelites. Verse 26 and 27, the whole thing. Verse 28, just the words 20 shekels of silver. Skip chapter 38, go to chapter 39, verses 7 through 9, the whole thing. And then all of verse 12, 13, 14. And verse 21, just the first part, and Joseph's master took him and put him in prison. Chapter 40 and 41, really all of it, because this story has so many details and it's pretty straightforward, I would just highlight in my own Bible. What I do is I take my yellow highlighter, my plot highlighter, and I just circle the word 40 and 41 and 42, because it's really just, you know, kind of straightforward. You need all of this, as well as 43 and 44. Now, if you're doing what I'm doing and you're just highlighting those parts, skip to chapter 44, verse 18. That's an important verse. Still in chapter 44, verse 22. And then verse 33. Again, I do that same thing in chapter 45, where I just kind of circled the number 45 on the page because the whole chapter is pretty important. I skip 46 and 47 and 48, and then we're at 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. And then last one, chapter 50, verses 24, 25, and 26. Okay, you have just gone through all of Genesis's plot. Hooray! Now we're going back to the beginning of Genesis. This will move a lot faster because we are skipping through just to find the interesting things, not so much plot points. Feel free to pause or stop here if you are not interested in the interesting things. but here I go, back to Genesis 1. Genesis 1, verse 1. Just the words, sorry, it's verse 2. Just the words, without form and void. Genesis 2, verse 9, all of verse 9. Verse 15, 16, and 17, the whole thing. Verse 20, the whole thing. Verse 18, we're still in chapter 3. Verse 18, just the word thorns. Verse 19, just the word sweat. Chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, the whole thing. Verse 15, the whole thing. Skip. Oh, sorry, chapter 5, verse 24, just 24, about Enoch. Chapter 6, verse 2, just verse 2. We're skipping ahead, skipping 8 and 9. We're on to 10. Chapter 10, verse 6, just the words, the sons of Ham. Skip down to verse 10. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel. And then verse 11, highlight the words Assyria and Nineveh. Verse 14, highlight the word Philistines. Okay, we are moving right along, skipping chapter 11, moving on to chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 4. We might have highlighted the whole of verse 4 in yellow, but I would put in blue over it. Abram was 75 years old. We're tracking his age. Genesis 12, starting at 11. I would highlight all of 11 through 20. That's an interesting story. Skip 13. Skip 14. Skip 15. And we're on to 16, chapter 16. Verse 16, Abram was 88 years old. And then chapter 17, verse 1, Abram was 99 years old. Still in chapter 17, verses 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That whole bit there about laughter and naming him Isaac. Chapter 18, verses 10, just the part that says Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Chapter 12, just the part that says Sarah laughed to herself. Verse 13, just the part that says why did Sarah laugh? Verse 15, just the part that says, but Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh. But he said, no, you did laugh. Okay, we're still in chapter 18 of Genesis, starting at verse 28. Go through 28 through 30, the whole of 28 through 30. Chapter 19, starting at 36 through the end, 36, 37, and 38. Chapter 21, verse 5, Abram was 100 years old and his son Isaac was born to him. Just verse 5. Skip chapters, all these chapters, go up to 24. Genesis 24, verse 2, just the end, put your hand under my thigh, and then go into verse 3, and I will make you swear by the Lord. Then all of verse 9. Chapter 25, starting at verse 21, kind of halfway through, Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Then all of 22 and 23. Then all of verse 28. Chapter 26, verses 6 through 11. And then verses 34 through 35. Chapter 27, verses 46 through the end. And then chapter 28, verse 1, just the part that says, you shall not marry one of the Canaanite women. Chapter 28, verses 6 through 9, all of that. Chapter 30, verses 14 through 16, all the verses 14 through 16. Okay, now we're skipping. We're skipping, skipping, skipping. Skipping up to chapter 39? No. Still skipping. Still moving. All the way through the 40s. We're skipping to chapter 48, verse 17, 18, 19, and 20. And then verses 49. Sorry, nope. We were in chapter 48. Now we're in chapter 49, verses 3, 4, 5. And then chapter 49, verse 22. Just verse 22. Okay, that should be all your highlights for the book of Genesis.